Hey there, thanks for listening. I am Wouter Vertogen and this is the Freelancer Talk, a show where freelancers, artists, creators and entrepreneurs share their stories, struggles and best lessons learned while launching and managing their own businesses. Hey there, welcome back to the Freelancer Talk podcast. I am your host, Wouter Vertogen. And over the past few weeks, I have done a lot of different interviews with a lot of different people, a lot of really incredible people to meet. And I've been having a lot of requests for people who want to be on the show. So I don't know, this thing is really going somewhere, which I'm really excited about. But as I did in my first season, I actually had this setup that I was going to do two interviews each month and two podcasts by myself each month. But now the past five podcasts for season two, I have done with others and I have a lot more interviews coming up. But today I am talking alone. So you are going to listen to my voice for the next 20 minutes. And you gotta want to hear this because I am going to talk about what a website needs. And I have done a podcast already before in season one, episode three, reasons why you need a website as a freelancer. And I am very pro website, but if you have listened to the second episode of season two with Nelly Marketing, with Lauren from Nelly Marketing, she actually launched her business without having a website. And she also has reasons for why she didn't have a website, let's say. So there are pros. Well, yeah, there are pros and cons to having a website as a freelancer. But me, I'm always very an advocate for having a website, especially if you, for example, are a artistic freelancer that needs a place to show his or her portfolio. I think a website is a great way to make your portfolio seen the way you want it to be seen. So because in a website, you can really just like do everything how you want to do it. But if you guys really need 11 reasons of why you need a website, then I make sure you, well, then I would tell you to listen to season one, episode three, because that's where I really dive into why you need a website for your freelance business. So we're not really going to go into why, but I, like what I said before, is that I want to dive in a little bit about the what, like what does your website need? So there are a lot of ways anyway how to make a website. It doesn't need to be that hard, but the first way is, of course, if you code yourself, well, you gotta be trained in that, and that's gonna take a little while. So I think that one is not really gonna be an option for most of us. And also, if you hire a coder, it's gonna be expensive. It's gonna be a very long process of getting your website up. So I would say you just look for a content management system, basically websites that have templates and themes inside and web builders inside that you don't need to code, but you can just like build your website up with blocks. Now, one of the biggest content management systems is WordPress. You have WordPress.com, WordPress.org. I use WordPress.org because that's actually the most advanced version. But there are a lot of different ways. You have Wix, you have Weebly, you have, if you want to build a store, you have Shopify. There are so many ways that you can really easily build a website. So also just look for exactly what you need and, well, what you want to do with your website, and then look for a business or a platform where that's possible for you. Also, you don't need to spend too much money on it. So go for a cheaper option. If you're just starting out and you just want something really simple and minimalistic, it's okay. But I do think that when you go and find a place where you want to build your website, you gotta think about the next following things. So first, I'm going to talk a little bit about the more technical aspect from a website. And there's really three things that I think are really important when you are building your website. One is speed. You want a website that's speedy, that uploads fast, that uploads pictures fast and streams videos very fast, because there is nothing more annoying than going to a website and then spending 1 minute before the website actually functions, and then you click on something else and the pictures are not loading and it's just like a mess. People don't want to spend time on your website if it doesn't load fast. So you need speed. Therefore, you're going to need a good hosting plan. Now, for example, there are many different hostings, and also if you build websites on certain platforms, they give hosting yourself. But if you, for example, build a website through WordPress.org, you're going to need your own hosting. And it's really not that hard. Hosting is really cheap. I'm using SiteGround. SiteGround is great for hosting small websites or bigger, but then you got to pay a lot more. But if you're just starting out and you want a shared hosting, I really recommend SiteGround. I will list them down below, because I think their plans are really good. They're also actually endorsed by WordPress. So yeah, if you go on the WordPress road, or if you ever need a website host, then I think SiteGround is a good place to go. Their customer service is also amazing. Like, they helped me with migrating my website and upgrading things, and it was great. They have great caching plugins and all that kind of stuff. I mean, now I'm talking really technical at the moment, but I think SiteGround is a good way to start. But if you choose to work with Wix or with Weebly or with, I don't know, there's so many different platforms nowadays, I get lost. There's even here in the Netherlands, like Mindweb, for example, or Yaweb even, then yeah, their hosting will also do. So then you probably don't need SiteGround. You can just use the hosting from your company where you are creating and building your website with. So, but it really depends on the hosting, because your website is stored on servers somewhere else, and those servers are being hosted, let's say, by that company. So your website is hosted on those servers by a company, and the servers are from a company, and you want them to work very quick. So you have to do a little bit of research on how big you want your website to be. Now, I am in the works currently of changing the Freelancer Talk, which I am not going to give anything away, because it's a whole process and it's going to take a whole long time, a whole lot of time. So I'm moving, for example, from SiteGround to a bigger host where I get more space and all that kind of stuff. But it's really important that your website is speedy. The loading time shouldn't be more than like 1 second. If it's longer than that, you're already like, it's not good, you know? So max 4, but you really want it to like, bam, just go. So the next thing is navigation, is that if you enter a website and the website is all over the place and you don't have a clear overview of what the website is about or what the website includes. And I'm really talking about, you know, having a header or having a top bar or a hamburger menu, drop-down menu, where you can see like, okay, this is the page to go to contact. Okay, this is the page to go to my videos. This is the page to go to my projects. Or this is the page to go to my products. It needs to be clear from the moment people go on your first landing page, which is normally your homepage. It needs to be very clear what your website includes. If there are pages hidden and people can access them and they're not there for them to see through menus, how are people gonna ever go to that page, right? So you really want it to make easy for people to navigate through your site. So navigation is a really important thing. Think of a header, a top bar, or a drop-down menu, or even if you have, for example, widgets or blocks on the site that you can include a menu in there or down in the footer. Don't overdo it. Don't put menus everywhere, because then it's like, oh my God, it's like a lot of menus. But make them really visible for everybody to see, so that immediately when they go on your website, it's like, okay, these are the options where I can go next. Because your website is a journey for people. People are going on your website, on your homepage, and they're going to discover your brand, your business. And there is different sides. There is different stories to tell. There is different things to show. And people want to be taken on that journey. And having a great navigation will allow people to go on a journey of discovering your business, your brand, your portfolio, whatever you have to give. So yeah, navigation. And then the next thing is that your website needs to be mobile responsive. We are in 2021 and people are accessing the internet and websites more through mobile than through actually desktop. So that means that if your website is not mobile responsive, you are not gonna have the same amount of people who will continue using your website. Because if people are like, okay, I see this now, it's like a mobile web, it's not working correctly on mobile, then people are less likely to go back to your website on mobile, because they don't want to, you know, it's a mess. They don't want to do that. Now, most themes and most CMS systems and web builders, they're all mobile responsive, but I do sometimes see that people have not a, that they don't have a mobile responsive website, and then I'm like, ooh, you're doing something wrong. Like you're ruining your own reputation and your own online presence with not having a mobile responsive website. Also, mobile responsive means that, you know, you can click on some of the things that with touchscreen, so that you can click on an image and then it goes to a next thing, or that you can click on the text and click on a link by using text by touchscreen and all of that. So yeah, mobile responsiveness is a great thing that it's really important to have on your website. So those were kind of like three technicalities that your website should be. So speed, you need to have speed, you need to have a great navigation, and you need to have a mobile responsive website, because more people are on their phones than they are actually on their laptops. So the next thing is that when you build a site for your business or whatever, you have to point out, or you have to write down before, what do you want people to do on your website? Do you want people to just see your portfolio, or do you want people to buy your product, or do you want people to sign up for a newsletter, or do you want people to contact you if they want to book you? What do you want to do with your website? You need to be very clear before you start creating a website what the reason is for having your website. If it's just having a portfolio, then it's okay. But if you add something to that portfolio as a newsletter or as a contact form, as like, you can contact me through here and we can maybe work together, or I don't know, like, it really depends what kind of business you are. It's called a call to action. And a call to action means that you call people to do something. And if you have a website that calls people to do something, then it means that people are mostly, you know, also they want to then do something because they're being called, they're being encouraged to do something, to sign up for your newsletter. And that's when you kind of like convert your visitors into clients. And I think for most of us, if we have a website, is that we kind of want to convert visitors into clients. We want to get more customers, basically. If it's for products, if it is for services, if it's for a newsletter that you get people informed and therefore they stay with your brand and then in the end they will purchase something, that's also great. That's also still a conversion if somebody signs up for a newsletter. It's also a conversion if somebody buys a product or downloads a PDF file of you where you have a free ebook. You want people to do something on your website, and you need to be very clear when you create your website, what do you want people to do on your website? Now, I know that there's a lot of creative and artistic freelancers listening to my podcast. Shout out to you guys. I know that a lot of you, and that's also how I built my first website, is I used it as a portfolio. Now, there are a couple of things that if you build your website as a portfolio, what you're going to need. You are going to need amazing and high definition images. You need high quality, so HD is for video, but also for video, you're gonna need really great HD 4K videos for people to see, and then because your website has a good loading time, it's speedy, people will immediately see it. If you have unclear images on your website, it's a big no, especially also for people who sell products, because if there are not great pictures of the product, if it's not clear, how are you going to be able to encourage people to buy that product off of you, because they're not getting the best picture. They're not being attracted to the picture. If it's low quality, no, forget it. And especially for people who use website as portfolios, you gotta have great pictures on your website. So that is something that I really wanted to point out. Now, we have talked a little bit about the call to actions. There's various call to actions, and you can find a lot of different ways. But with the call to actions, I also said something like a contact form so that people can contact you. And that form needs to be great. That form needs to be on top. If your contact form is messy, not clear, and hidden somewhere on your website, nobody's gonna wanna contact you. So, and I think that's something that's very important, that if you have a website, people can actually also find your address and find your email, or have a contact form that they can immediately contact you through. Or if you have, for example, a phone number there, that's also right, that people can just call you. Now, to optimize that, or to take it a little bit further or upgrade it, you can install chat in chat plugin. So for example, there are ways to hook your Facebook business account page to your website that you have a little Facebook Messenger icon in the corner and that people can immediately click on it, and then you get a message through Facebook and they can log in with their own Facebook as well, which is really great. So I had that in the beginning. I have gotten rid of that because I told you guys before, I'm changing the website, but I think that is a really great way for people to immediately contact you. And I think it doesn't really matter what type of website you have. If people go on your website, and people, especially as a freelancer, you're one person. So if you get emails, it's all like messy. If you just get a quick message through Facebook Messenger, you can immediately react. It's a really great way to encourage people to talk to you and to get in contact with you. Now, you can also install chatbots that there is a question popped up immediately, but I think as a freelancer, for a freelance website, you might not really need that yet. Or if you become an agency or a real business, then it, like an actual company, then it's another story. But I think for us freelancers, it's okay. Use the Facebook chat plugin on WordPress. I'm sure that other platforms have also a chat box or chat plugin possibility, so it's really up to you. But I think that is a really good way, instead of people going to the navigations, going to your contact form, that they just see in the corner like click and they can just chat with you immediately right away. Now, you can also replace that and put all your socials down there. So you have floating socials on websites, or you have socials in the footer, header, menu, search bar, everywhere. You need your socials on your website because you need people to go to your socials, to connect to your socials there, because your socials are always quicker updated than your website and you want people to stay updated. So you have to encourage people to also start following you on your socials. So your socials should be available everywhere. I think for a website, definitely put your Instagram business account, put your Facebook page, and put your LinkedIn account there as well. If you are on Twitter, or if you are on Pinterest or Tumblr, you can always put that in as well. But I think it's a really clever thing to do, to show that your website is not just this standalone thing, but it's, you have a whole network. You have everything that works together, and your website is the main ship, let's say, from that. So yeah, definitely, I think that is a good thing to do. And then also, you have to take into account that your branding needs to be in alignment with your social media. So if your website looks completely different or has a completely different vibe than what you are showing on social media, then people are like, is this really the website? Like, this feels like such a different place. This goes a little bit back into creating an online presence. And I talked with Lauren from Nelly Marketing in episode 2 of season 2, a couple of episodes ago. I talked with her about how you need to be consistent and how everything needs to be aligned on your website. So if you guys are a bit more curious about how you can do that and where, then definitely listen to that podcast, because it's a great podcast. Lauren is amazing. I really love what she does. She's a very talented and experienced marketeer. So definitely that is a great podcast episode to listen to. What I just wanted to contribute to that is that your socials and your website needs to be in alignment, so that when people come from your website, click on your socials, go to your socials, they see the same type of branding. So I think that is a very important thing to do. Now, there are a couple of other things that you can add to your website. I think in terms of pages, it's always good to have a contact page, and to have, if you have a product page, then you just use a product page. If you have a portfolio, you use that as portfolio. You can create a blog, for example. If you have videos and pictures, you can create a portfolio with submenus, photos or videos, and you can create it in all different kinds of things. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you how to do it, because you can get very creative with a website. And I really encourage everybody to be creative, because it's fun to create a cool website. What are other things that you can add as a business? Sometimes people have a lot of questions, and if you don't want them to contact you, if you don't want people to contact you with all the time the same question, then you can make a frequently asked questions page, where you just have a couple of main questions that people ask you all the time, and you already give the answers there, so that people don't need to contact you for that. Another thing that I think is really good as a as a freelancer, especially because us freelancers, we often, you know, we give services, those are our products, and you want to hear from people how you did, so feedback. So I'm talking testimonials. So you ask your clients what they thought of you and you share those thoughts. Those are testimonials. I think it's great to have them on your website because it shows that you are legit, that people are happy with you, that you are credible, that you're doing a good job, and therefore people trust you much more. Now, it's proven that other people, they trust the opinion of other people who used your product or service a lot more than what you put out as a branding or as a marketing message. People go very quickly and they read through testimonials and then, or they read through socials, and based on what they discover from other users or other clients or other customers, their feedback, they make the decision of purchasing your product or purchasing your service. So I think testimonials are a great thing to have on your website. Do it the way you want to do it. I know that it kind of gets hard if I, because I come from a dancer's background and I'm not really the person that goes and puts testimonials on my website, but maybe the way how I show in another way is that I just worked with a lot of people. Or for example, if I think of me being a teacher, a dance teacher, if I'm not really gonna ask testimonials from the people I've been working for, so the studios I've been working for, even though I could, what is actually more valid is testimonials of other people who took my class. So my students, if they like it, because, you know, young people are going to do what other young people want. So they're going to trust their opinion much more. Now, there is a fun thing on Instagram is that a lot of people tag you and they repost or reshare your story or mention you in their story. And I think it's a very... That counts as a testimonial because they give you the approval of what you're doing and they're even sharing it with their own audience. They become an advocate for you. And I think that is really great to also show if you are a freelancer to others. So I think that what I did with the freelancer talk is that I made a highlight section in Instagram, which is called community, which is where if you click on it, that's where you see where all my people shared my podcast and all of that. So you see that there is a lot of people and it who shared it and loved it. And it almost functions as their little 15-second testimonials in audiovisual kind of vibe. So if you, for example, do that on Instagram, you can also do that on your website. You can take that as well. But text testimonials are always the best, of course. Product reviews are great. You should have them. Ratings are great. You're gonna need them. But testimonials are also something that you really have to look into. And I think they can really take your site and your credibility of your website and of your business to the next level. So that is definitely something that I feel like everybody needs to have. So, wow, I talked a lot. And I talked about a lot of different things. I'm going to do a really quick recap. Why you need a website, listen to season 1, episode 3, because I'll give you 11 reasons why you're going to need a website as a freelancer. How to make a website. I'm planning actually on writing a blog article on that, comparing WordPress.org with WordPress.com. But of course, there are a lot of different ways how you can create a website. So there is just Google it. Honestly, just Google it and then just compare and then also see what works for you because you also want it to be easy. WordPress.org is not easy. You're going to need some time to adjust to their system. But then it's okay. The what's. Especially from a technical side, you're going to need speed, you're going to need great navigation, and you're going to need a mobile responsive theme or website layout. Now, your images and videos need to be from high quality. Literally, high quality will be your best friend, especially if you are showing your own work, your own photos, your own model career, I don't know, or if you're showing your products. You need to spend some time on the pictures, on the editing, so that the colors look great, so that it pops out, that it looks attractive. Your website is gonna need a call to action. What do you want people to do with your website? What is the aim of your website? And then tell those people that you want them to do that. Just be Just be, you know, loud and clear about it. Like, I want you to sign up, create a pop-up on your website, sign up for our newsletter, or get a coupon for 35% off. You know, get people to engage with your website by asking them to engage and asking them to do what you want them to do. Now, the branding needs to be perfect, in alignment with all your other socials. You need to have a coherent online presence. Your socials should be visible on your website. People should need to be able to quickly visit your socials through your website and being reminded that you are also visible on those platforms. You're gonna need a clear page layout. You're gonna need testimonials. You're gonna need clear contact. You might wanna have a chat function. There is a lot of different things that you can have on your website. And of course, it really depends your business and the amount what you wanna put with your website. But I think if you're just a freelancer and you're just offering a service, get a clear homepage and what says and shows who you are and what you stand for. Get a page where you show your work, you show your work. It's like a portfolio. If it's through photo, through video, through text, it doesn't really matter, but get that. Get an about me page where you really say like, this is who I am. This is what I did. People can maybe download your CV or your resume, sorry, or anything like that. Get a good and clear contact form. Create a blog because it's good for SEO, which I'm not going to go into today. We're going to go into that a little bit later this season. So yeah, there is a lot of different things that you can add to your website. And, you know, a website is not a one and done thing. You're going to upgrade it. You're going to like change theme. You're going to migrate it to a different hosting. Websites are ever evolving, never boring. And I think it is also something that when you have created your website, it's your baby. It's part of your business. And websites are also something that just gives your business more credibility. But you have to know where you are in your business if you also have the money, the finances to finance your website, which it doesn't need to be that expensive. And I think when you want to build a website, don't build a website just because you want one for your business, but because you have a clear idea of what you want to do with your website and what you want people to do with your website. So I think that is it for now. I wish everybody a great time exploring and puzzling and creating their own website. What I said before in this episode is that the Freelancer Talk is currently completely changing into something different, and I will announce in a couple of weeks, couple of months, I'm not really sure when, but I will announce what my plan is for the Freelancer Talk. It's very exciting. I am spending a lot of time creating this new thing. I'm really excited about this podcast as well, because we actually just hit 1,000 downloads. So that is something major. You know, I just reached 1,000 downloads, and there are a lot of people who are listening to this podcast on a weekly basis. And also, I really encourage all of you guys to just send me your feedback or write me your review or just call me up and say like, hey, I want to hear more of this, or I think I have an interesting guest for you. You should talk to this person on the podcast, or I would want to be on the podcast because I think I have something to share. This podcast is really meant for all freelancers as a stage to share their journey, share their knowledge, and therefore with their journey and their knowledge, enrich other freelancers, because it's really a podcast for enrichment and educative ends, let's say. So I really encourage everybody to just contact me. I am Wouter Vertogen from the Freelancer Talk. I am the host, I am the founder, I'm the CEO, but the Freelancer Talk is growing into something that is way bigger than just the podcast, which is something that I've been working on since the launch of this podcast already. And I am not really alone anymore here at the Freelancer Talk. We are with a couple of people working together on this now, which I am very excited about. So that already gave me a little bit away that it's going someplace different. But I'm not going to give away anything just yet. So this was my podcast by myself for a long time. I had fun time doing this. I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. If you are, make sure you also rate the podcast. You can do that on the freelancertalkpodcast.com. Also, if you have a question for a podcast, or if you have a topic idea for a podcast, on the freelancertalkpodcast.com, you can also leave a voice note. So then you can also be featured on the show. That's something very exciting. I do think that during recording, there were some birds outside that were a bit crazy. So apologies for the birds. I am gonna go and work a little bit more on the Freelancer Talk right now. Thank you guys for listening. I will be back next week with a very exciting book launch of a writer in San Francisco. That's all I'm going to say. That's just all I'm going to say for now. Thank you guys for listening. I wish you a great week, rest of the week. And if you have any questions regarding websites, please contact me just through Instagram or thefreelancertalk@gmail.com. Anything, you can contact me because I am I'm willing to help you out. Anyway, that's it. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great day. Ciao, ciao.